BJ Swanson drives through an overgrown patch of ground on the outskirts of Potlatch, population 800. It's a humble spot, but in it, she sees the town's future and its past.
This is part of the main mill here, the concrete relics that you see.
Swanson is a local economic development official. She points toward a crumbling cement structure protruding from tall grass. It's all that's left of a sawmill that was once one of the world's largest. Now Potlatch needs a new plan, and it has one.
The guns are going to be manufactured somewhere. Why not here?
Local officials envision a mix of commercial, industrial, retail, and residential space built where the mill once stood. If all goes well, it will revolve around so-called recreation technology. The term functions as a euphemism for the gun industry, though local leaders want to attract related businesses, too. The idea took hold last fall after ammunition maker P&W Arms moved from the Seattle suburbs to small town Idaho.
If I was working for any other firearms manufacturer in any other part of the country, and the question came up of how could we do our business better, I would suggest Idaho as a place to relocate.
That fervent endorsement comes from Fred Newcomb, P&W Arms VP of Sales and unofficial spokesman. He says the number of available workers who are knowledgeable and passionate about guns was a factor that brought the company to Potlatch. P&W has a consumer line, but it also has higher profile clients, like the Department of Defense. Newcomb is proud to say that cutting-edge ammunition comes out of the company's new home.
We have literally innovated some things that you can't find anywhere else. There are munitions being produced here that you don't know about and won't know about and are really changing the way small arms are utilized in warfare.
Think bullets that work underwater. That's one main project. This interview with Newcomb might seem pretty normal, but there were things that set it apart. First, Newcomb and I talked in P&W Arms' waiting area. For security reasons, I wasn't allowed beyond that point. Second, the conversation was supervised by a company official who asked that his name and title remain off the record. Then there were the company's guard dogs. They had been moved to another room before I arrived, but when it was decided I could meet the nicest of them.
Oh, hello.
This is what happened.
Almash. This is Almash. He's the leader of our pack here for our security team.
Almash is a Hungarian kuvas, a breed historically used to fend off wolves. The unnamed company official jokes that the dog ate the last two journalists who came to visit. Each of these little departures from the way radio interviews usually go was a reminder of a simple fact. Stories about guns carry an automatic charge. Newcomb and I met only hours after last month's mass shooting in Aurora, Colorado. It's all but impossible to separate firearms from the passionate political views they inspire. Department of Commerce Director Jeff Sayer acknowledges that point, but steers clear.
I don't have an answer from a philosophical standpoint. What I do know from a strategic standpoint, having arms manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers makes a lot of sense for the state.
Idaho's Commerce Department embarked on a recreation technology recruitment campaign in 2008. The idea was to create clusters of related businesses. Little by little, Sayer says, the state has seen companies move in. Now Potlatch is attempting to pick up that ball and run.
I think it's a great idea because I think every small community has to find their niche and has to find something that can set them apart and give them a story to tell to the outside world.
One of Idaho's stories to the outside world is its open embrace of firearms. A state statute limiting lawsuits against gun and ammunition manufacturers is more restrictive than most. Federal records show 180 manufacturers in the state, including P&W Arms.
This is a fully automatic weapon you'll see in use by any of your Tier 1 teams, your SEALs, your Rangers, your Force Recon guys all use a weapon similar to this.
Company spokesman Newcomb says this is another of Idaho's main draws, the ease of testing ammunition. There's no need to drive for hours to an open stretch of land. All we've done is walk outside behind their shop where there's a target set up. Like Idaho's commerce director, P&W Arms prefers not to get mired in the politics of its profession. By choosing Idaho, the company is taking the path of least resistance. Others appear to be following their lead. Last week, Washington-based Eagleview Arms, a firearms accessories manufacturer, committed to moving to Potlatch. They're small, three employees, but they plan to grow. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Molly Messick.